USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plummeting after the bond market sent warning signs of a possible recession. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Thematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down and when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Ethan Colley, the man who helped the Dayton murderer get his equipment, is asking a judge for bail. The judge will make that ruling on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning to immigration news, while speaking on Fox News Wednesday morning, Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen discusses the importance of his agency.
I think we have the most compelling mission in law enforcement to protect the homeland, and it's an honor to serve in this role. But the second thing that inspires me is our men and women. Being down there on the border multiple times as acting secretary, seeing how hard they're working, seeing that we've gotten them some relief. The emergency supplemental combined with our international strategy has changed that dynamic.
A judge in Sweden rules in a high-profile case against a U.S. rapper. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Red flag laws that have come under debate in the wake of the mass murders in El Paso and Dayton should be a state or local matter rather than fall under the federal government. That's according to Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He joins Fox News and says why.
We can't stop every horrific crime in this country in advance, but I think we can make a difference. And also what we can do to stop grim crime in general is to make sure that we are supporting our law enforcement community and that we are supporting partnerships between federal and local law enforcement. Like I just heard from our U.S. attorney this week in Little Rock that they've seen a significant decline in crime because we have so many more Arkansas communities enrolled in the Department of Justice's Safe Community Project, which is designed to stop gun crime by getting criminals off the streets to begin with.
Better at the state level, but you understand the concern from conservatives. I mean, red flag laws means someone telling on somebody, and you're right, you need to have punishment for that. But if there's a political reason or I don't like your beliefs, that could go sideways.
And that's another reason why, beyond the capabilities of the federal government versus state and local governments who are on the police and know their own people, is that it should be a state matter because we have state experiences with these things, that there should be real penalties for anyone who might misuse such a law to carry on a personal grudge or a dispute of any kind.
And finally, a new study out from Bankrate.com says 42% of Americans decided they could not take a vacation over the past year because they could not afford it. For more news, you can find us online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.